They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. Consider using some of these activities and questions as a starting point for family discussion or personal pondering as you make the teachings of General Conference a part of your life. You can find all General Conference talks online at conference.lds.org. For children, President Thomas S. Monson announced that the church will build 3 new temples, bringing the total number of temples operating under construction or announced to 160. Look at a map to find Meridian, Idaho, USA, Fort Collins, Colorado, USA, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and the temple nearest your home. Read or retell some of the stories President Monson told of faithful members who sacrificed greatly to attend the temple, from the Sunday morning session, the Holy Temple, a beacon to the world. Make goals to attend the temple as soon as you can, or discuss ways to remain worthy to enter the temple. When Adam and Eve lived on earth, one of the ways they worshipped Heavenly Father was by sacrificing animals. Elder L. Tom Perry taught that the Savior introduced the sacrament to his disciples on the Sabbath day as a new form of worship. We continue to worship by partaking of the sacrament on the Sabbath. Review Elder Perry's talk as a family to learn about proper Sunday dress and other ways to honor the sacrament and the Sabbath, from the Saturday morning session, the Sabbath and the sacrament. Elder D. Todd Christofferson taught that Jesus Christ instructed us that we ought to strive to be like Him and our Heavenly Father. From the Sunday afternoon session, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Our Heavenly Father sometimes chastens His children to help us become more like Him. Discuss what it means to chasten. Read or retell the story of the overgrown currant bush. Talk about how having a setback or failure can actually help us grow stronger and be more fruitful. Elder Richard J. Maines taught that families can be like ropes. From the Saturday afternoon session, establishing a Christ-centered home. A rope has many strands that are weak on their own, but are strong when woven together. Similarly, when all members of a family do what is right and help one another, each person in the family is strengthened and can do more than he or she could do alone. Give each member of your family a piece of string or yarn. Talk about ways each family member serves and strengthens other family members. Then see how strong the pieces of string or yarn are when they are put together. For youth, is your class or quorum as unified as possible? After reviewing President Henry B. Eyring's talk about unity from the priesthood session, Learning in the Priesthood, make a list of what you can do to bring your group closer together. Elder Russell M. Nelson talked about the cafeteria approach to obedience. From the Saturday afternoon session, Face the Future with Faith. Discuss with your family, class, or quorum what this means and why it doesn't work. Elder M. Russell Ballard described the pure love of Christ as an active love that is shown in simple acts of kindness and service. From the Saturday afternoon session, Finding Joy Through Loving Service. Plan a way your class or quorum can show love to someone in your ward, branch, or community, and then carry out your plan. Elder Quentin L. Cook told the story of a purse found after a youth dance. From the Saturday morning session, LDS Women Are Incredible. What the leaders found inside the purse spoke volumes about the young woman who owned it. What do the contents of your purse, wallet, or school bag say about you? And what changes might you want to make in the things you keep close to you? Elder Lynn G. Robbins talked about becoming more like the Savior. From the Sunday afternoon session, what manner of men and women ought ye to be? Think about what it means to be like Jesus Christ rather than just doing what He asks. Then think about what changes you can make in your life to become more like the Savior. For adults, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf shared a story about a man who lived below his privileges as he missed out on the many activities and good food offered on his cruise ship because he didn't realize all of these things were included in the price of his ticket. From the priesthood session, Your Potential, Your Privilege. Discuss with family members who hold the priesthood ways they can live up to their privileges when it comes to the sacred power, gifts, and blessings that are their opportunity and right as bearers of God's priesthood. President Boyd K. Packer taught about the power of forgiveness from the Saturday afternoon session, guided by the Holy Spirit. Are there people you need to forgive, or are there troubling experiences you need to leave alone? Seek the Lord's help in finding peace and the power to forgive. Elder Richard G. Scott told of how he and his wife, Janine, showed affection by writing notes to each other. From the Sunday afternoon session, The Eternal Blessings of Marriage. Consider writing a note saying how much you love and appreciate your spouse. Put it where your spouse will find it. Elder David A. Bednar quoted President Joseph F. Smith's experience with gaining a testimony. From the Sunday morning session, The Spirit of Revelation. Review this story and think about what experiences have influenced your testimony. End of the article, Making Conference Part of Our Lives, for the April 2011 General Conference.